today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Thanks for listening today. What a blessing it is that you'll listen to our programs, and I am so grateful for our listeners. I'm grateful for the people that write to us, and I'm so grateful for the people that are praying for us. And I want to continue to ask if you would pray for us, pray for this ministry, the Consider His Word Radio Ministries. We're praying about expanding our ministry to opening up a few new stations. And would you pray with us about this? Pray that God would give us direction. Pray that God would provide for these broadcasts. They all cost money. And so pray God would provide for them. We're already thinking about next year in 2020 and what Consider His Word is going to look like. And pray that God would continue this ministry and grow this ministry. We'd be so thankful for your prayer for us. Today we're considering what the Bible says about characteristics of the modern church. Now, we spent weeks talking about the early church and the churches in all of the books that were written in the Bible in Rome and Corinth and Galatia and Ephesus and Colossae and Philippi and Thessalonica. We looked at all those churches, and from them we look at what the church should look like today. Every church is different, and I believe every church should have certain characteristics. And that's what we're studying today. If you'd like to hear the rest of these messages, you can go back and look at our website at considerhisword.org and hear all of the messages in this series. We've got a few yet to go, but you can go back and hear the early ones. And while you're there, click on the contact us. We'd love to hear from you and that you're listening to these messages. If you write to us, I'll send you a little prayer journal. Simply give us an address and where you're hearing this program today, and we'll send you this little prayer journal. It'll fit in your shirt pocket, fits easily into a purse, a place where you can write down prayer requests. You know, have you ever had someone say, pray for me? And you said, yeah, I'll pray for you, but you didn't write it down and you didn't remember, and then you never actually prayed for them. With this little prayer journal, you can pull it out and write it down right there. And what a blessing it is to the people that watch you write down their prayer requests and then remember to pray for them. So you can click on the Contact Us tab there at the website, considerhisword.org, or just simply email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most of the requests we get for the prayer journals actually come through the regular mail. So you can contact us, write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. I'll slow down a little bit. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. And we'll get your prayer journal to you just as quick as we can. We've been talking about characteristics of the church. What should the church look like? Every church is different, but every church could have these characteristics. And I think these characteristics make a church a good church. And if you're not attending church, I want to encourage you to find a church and look for these characteristics in that church. Let me go back over a few of them, and then we'll pick up a new one today. The first characteristic is, and I believe the most important, that every church should glorify God. Not the preachers, not the singer, not the music, not the buildings, not programs, but to glorify God. Again, Psalm 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Secondly, I believe that the church ought to be a place where God is loved. And you will see that love of God in the obedience of the people that are trying to serve the Lord. The third thing is that I think the church ought to be a place where people are loved. Jesus said, by this shall men know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. And so people will know you love God if you see them loving each other. And you ought to be showing your love in that church, encouraging someone, maybe taking someone under your wing and mentoring them and discipling them. The next characteristic we talked about last week, and that is that the church ought to be a place where the gospel is preached. That when someone comes into your church, that they ought to hear the gospel and ought to be given an opportunity to respond to the gospel message and receive Christ as their Savior. And then they ought to be baptized and then taught everything that Jesus had taught us. Now, today, that's kind of where we're picking up. This is the next thing, is that the church ought to be a place where the Bible is taught. The Bible is taught. And the Bible, the Word of God, should be opened in every service. The book, the Bible, is our textbook. We say that it's our guide of faith and practice. 1 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, that's teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. If we're going to teach people how to live right and live in a way that honors God, we ought to be teaching the Word of God. The church ought to be a place where the Bible is taught. It is our guide. Remember Psalm 119:105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We say that it is our rule of faith in practice. The Bible teaches us what to believe about creation, what to believe about Jesus, what to believe about the resurrection, what to believe about the second coming and the last days. In Luke 4:4, Jesus answered him saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And we ought to be in the Word of God in every service, not in every service in your church. Now, I know that in many churches they use other books. But I'll tell you, if the first book that they open is not the Word of God, you ought to start looking for another church. Now, I know churches have supplemental materials, and that's fine. But those materials ought to be backing up the Word of God. If you go into a church and they say, turn to page number in this study book, you ought to be looking at that to make sure that they're taking you to the Word of God, because some of them don't have anything to do with the Word of God at all. And I believe this is where the church in America especially has fallen down, is in not teaching and not believing and not practicing the Word of God. Somehow they've gotten off track, and maybe there's some individual that they're following, and they'll say, well, brother so-and-so says this, and so this is what we ought to do, or brother so-and-so says this, and so we ought to change and do what he said. No, you better check it with the Bible and be like the Bereans, where the Bible says that they would search the scripture to see if these things were so. And the Bible ought to be the principal book of everything. If your preacher does not open the Word of God when he stands up to preach, you better start looking for a different church. And I tell our people that if I ever step into the pulpit and begin to preach something other than the Bible, that they ought to kick me out, as the Word of God should be the foremost and the most important book in your church. It ought to be the guide of faith. When a question comes up, where do you go? Do you go and look at your constitution? Do you go and look at maybe your statement of faith? your doctrinal statement, sometimes they call it. We ought to begin with the Word of God, and if those things are not backed up by the Word of God, then they ought to be changed to line up with what the Bible says. You realize that it's the Word of God that gives us faith. Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so the preaching ought to be from the Word of God, the singing ought to be about the Word of God, and ought to point us to a relationship with Christ as found in the Scripture. You know, the Bible should be opened at every service. The Bible should be opened in Sunday school. In fact, every Sunday school. Or maybe you don't have Sunday school, but you have youth groups or you have study groups. Those groups ought to be based on studying the Scripture. Not studying about some movie or some song. Now, maybe you can go back and relate the Scripture to these, but it ought to start with the Scripture and be studying the Word of God in that Sunday school class or in that group class or whatever you're in. I know many have groups in their church and don't have Sunday school, but those groups ought to be about studying the Scripture. I tell you, in every worship service, the Bible should be opened. You realize it's in the Scripture that there ought to be a pulpit? You read about it in Ezra, where the Bible says that he stood at a pulpit. They made a pulpit of wood. Now, listen, I'm not saying these fiberglass or these plexiglass pulpits are unscriptural. We live in a modern age. But I am saying there ought to be a pulpit. There ought to be a place where the Word of God is proclaimed. And when your preacher steps into the pulpit, somewhere in the first few minutes of his message, you should hear, turn to this book and this chapter and this verse. I've been in some churches. I was in a meeting not too long ago where I heard a preacher preach a whole message and never opened the Bible once. Now, he quoted a verse of Scripture here or there. But if I'm going to be fed, it's got to be coming out of the Word of God. The Word of God should be preached in every revival meeting, even in gospel sings. The Bible should be read and should be preached. You know, one of the things that we've gotten away from in our church is the reading of Scripture. And Paul, writing to Timothy, said, give attendance to reading. In our church, on Sunday nights, we take time to read a chapter of the Bible every Sunday evening. And so the church ought to be a place where the Bible is taught. And I hope it is being taught in your church. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.